Elisha Chelik Beis Daf Nun Hey. After the first paragraph, V'chol Yoim V'Avoyedasoy. Every day in its particular avodah. Bo Ur'e Davar Chadash B'Chazal. An insight. The pasuk says V'Yatzah Ha'am V'Laketu Dvar Yoim B'Yoimoy. Speaking about the man, Parashas B'Shalach. Every day they collected man. Hadaud Omar says in the same vein as this pasuk. Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. Hashem is blessed day by day. And the Midrash comments, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Yisrael, B'midash Adam Moided, Bah Moidedin Lo. The famous principle of Midah Keneged Midah. So as a person does, so to the response. Ani nosati lechem es haTorah, kedei shetiyu iskin ba yoim yoim. I gave you the Torah so that you should be involved in it day by day. Shenema, the Midrash quotes another pasuk, Ashrei Adam Shemea Li. Fortunate is a person who listens to me, lishkoid al dal seisai yom yoim, to diligently be by my doors, by, to come to the Beis HaMidrash day by day. And similarly, v'chein v'yisi yom yom yidroi shum, they should seek me out day by day. Chayeichem sheni nosen lechem lechem min hashamayim yom b'yomoy. By your life, Hashem promises, I will give you bread from the heavens, man, day by day. Shenema, this pasuk vayetze ha'am, they went out and collected every day someone. V'chule, leman anasenu hayelech b'seir asi, to test them, to see if they will follow my Torah. V'loy oid, not only that, ele shenim mevarech eschem yom yom. I will bless you on a day by day basis. Shenema, another pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem yom yom ya'amos lanu. Every day by day, he bears our burdens. That's a midrash. The author says, hare eisek ha'tira einoi kechol mitzvah, shechavim lekayma kol yom, kitfilin v'tzitzis. Involvement in Torah is not like other mitzvot which have to be fulfilled on a daily basis, like tefillin v'tzitzis. Because of v'tira, milvad ha'chiyuv ha'temidi shel ha'limud. Besides the constant obligation of learning, yesh ba inyan shel ha'isik ba yom yom. There's this idea of that daily involvement in it, day by day. Milui ha'yamim b'tira, to fill one's day. Hu inyan b'fnei atzmoy. It's a different matter. The Torah was given for this purpose, to fill up one's day with it. This is a surprising comment, that the days we are given are part of the essence of the person, like the sechel in the guf, which is remarkable. You know, the sechel, obviously, one's mind, one's body, those are obviously components of the individual, and the author is saying that the days are also part of his essence. The Torah has to fill up one's mind, one's body, and one's days. So that's the measure for measure here. This is what the person has to contribute. Davka lishkoid al dal seisai yom yom. Specifically, lishkoid connotes diligence, regularity. Sheked, on my doors, by my doors, the doors to Beis HaMidrash, day by day. Uva v'amida moidedim lo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in kind. The pasuk says, Baruch Hashem yom yoim. Kol yom ein birchoisav. Every day has its own brachois. Ve'ein birkas yom echad doma lebirkas yom sheni. No day's blessing is the same as the other day's blessing. Zemanoi shel adam hu kli la'avoidasoy. A person's time is an instrument for his avodah. That's, I think, straightforward. The time a person is given is an instrument that is given, a utensil, a ability to use for his avodah. It's also a utensil for brachois, to contain brachois. To summarize, shleimus ha'adam tliya b'shleimus zmanui. A person's perfection depends on the perfection of his time, meaning the extent to which he uses his time. Just like a person's place, that aspect in his life, so to his time, meaning we're born into a certain period in history, we cannot move out of it. It's just part of our existence. We have different periods of life. Each period of life, of course, has different characteristics and a different type of hashgacha. That's what the Gross said on the previous page. Every day is a specific and unique utensil, kli, for Avodas Hashem, and it's a specific container for brachos. V'yesh tachlis lezman she'anu chayim kan. There's also a purpose. There's an end goal to the time that we spend here on this earth. And this is a remarkable phrase. Tachlis hazman hu anetzach. It's a remarkable turn of phrase. That the purpose of time is timelessness. The purpose of time is eternity, where there's no time. Anu ma'aminim be'emuna shelema, she'akadosh baruch hu nesen lanu kol kach yamim v'shanim. We believe fully, completely, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us precisely the number of days and years kefi she'anu tzichim kedei lagei l'shlemus shelanu, in order to reach the perfection we are capable of, v'nizkei l'chei netzach, and thereby earn eternity. So the purpose of this time is to earn timelessness. Im nenatzel kol yameinu, if we utilize our days, nizkei l'zeh, then we can earn it. Oy lanu im nevazbeiz es yameinu u'shnei senu. Woe if we waste our days and years, ולא נהיה שלמים חס וחלילה, not reach the perfection that we could have achieved. נסבינן נא בדברי הזוהר הקדוש ונבהל מהם. So let's take a look at what the Zohar says. ויקרבו ימי ישראל למוס. It relates that Yaakov was close to dying at the end of Bereshis. תנא, אמר רבי חייא, כסיב ויחי יעקב בארץ מצרים 17 שנה. The beginning of Parshas ויחי, Yaakov lived in ארץ מצרים for 17 years. Hasam bekiyumeh Yaakov, when he was alive, he's called Yaakov, Vayechi Yaakov Beitz Mitzrayim. Vehacha, but this pasuk, bemitaseh Yisrael. As he's about to die, the Torah calls him Yisrael, which is a bit odd. Dichsi vayikrevu yimei Yisrael amos. Omar Rabbi Yosei, hachi yuvaday, no, certainly, that's how it is. Dehaloiksi vayikrav yoyim Yisrael amos elemei. The pasuk did not say in the singular, the day of Israel came, but the days. How many days does a person die in? He takes one moment. A person dies in one moment and leaves this world. So why does it speak about Yemei Yisrael Amos? This is what it was taught. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes to return the spirit to him, when a person, in other words, is about to die, kol inun yoymine, the koim barnash be'alma, all those days that the person stood in this world, ispakdan kamei, they present themselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'olin b'chushbena, and they present themselves for a cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a cheshbon of these days. V'chad iskerivu kamei le'me'al b'chushbena, so when they come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be counted, mis barnash, that's when the person dies. Fortunate is that person, the Yomoi Iskrivu Gabi Malka Beloki Sufa, whose days approach the king without embarrassment. Not even one day is pushed off Levardis Abid Beichoda, where the person did not fulfill his obligations. A person like that is fortunate. Beginning Kach Ksiv Tzadikaya Karivu. That's why with the Tzadikim it says Kriva, that Vayikrevu Yemes Lamos. Because his days, Yaakov's days, approached, they were nigash, they came forth before HaKadosh Baruch Hu without embarrassment and humiliation. Woe to the Rishayim, by them it doesn't say kriva, how can the days of Erosha come before the king? All his days were involved in choy voice, in undesirable things. That's in Parshas Vayechi. Says the author, "Besayif chayenu poiked HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol yom shel chayenu al kirvasei el HaKadosh Baruch Hu." So at the end of one's life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers, revisits every day of our lives regarding its, he assesses it, regarding its closeness to him. Woe to a person whose days were very distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fortunate are they, every day in their lives was a day of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a concept of the time that we are alive in the context of the purpose, the end goal. Adkan.